Why don't we go to the Moss Landing Power Plant backfleshing settlement?
Right. This is a proposal for your approval to fund a couple of projects, and Amanda Byrne of our staff will give us the presentation on this.
I have a question for Council. I think that one of the projects proposes to fund a study by Dr. Swayze, who's here from UC Santa Cruz. Is that right?
Correct.
So I think that because Dr. Swayze is at least an occasional adjunct professor of my department, and sometimes that we hire him to teach in our program, and that he's affiliated with an affiliated program, I think just it would be best if I recuse myself from this, and I assume from the whole item.
If we're not going to vote on them separately, yeah, it would be from the whole item if we want to vote on the, or is this for a vote or just board direction?
No, it's board approval.
Board approval, okay, yeah. If we want to vote separately, then you could vote on the other one. Otherwise,
right, I think
it's good to avoid the appearance of bias.
I just avoid the whole thing.
You know, oops. The cleric issue, don't you find it kind of just in a way?
One of them works.
There we go.
Good afternoon. My name is Amanda Byrne, and I am the staff person overseeing the Moss Landing Environmental Project Fund, and I'm here today to ask your approval to fund two projects. Funds from the Moss Landing Environmental Project Fund were earmarked for use by this board on July 11th, 2003. The funds are allocated for use to support two plans. The first plan is the Regional Board Toxic Hotspot Plan, which identified agriculture as the primary source of pollution in the Lower Salinas and Moss Landing Harbor. And the second plan is the Monterey Bay Sanctuary's Plan for Agricultural Lands, which outlines a method for growers to improve water quality on their land by implementing best management practices. $2.85 million is allocated for projects, and $950,000 is allocated for water quality monitoring, both to look at watershed level water quality monitoring and to look at practice effectiveness. Proposing two projects today. The first is from UC Santa Cruz. It is an integrated pest management project for planting alfalfa alongside strawberries to reduce pesticide use. The second project is from the Agricultural and Land-Based Training Association, otherwise known as ALBA, and they are asking for funds for design plans for a wetland and stream crossing restoration. The first project by UC Santa Cruz is underneath the direction of Dr. Sean Swayze. The goal of that project is to reduce pesticide applications in strawberry fields and thereby reduce toxicity in tail and storm water coming from farms. They propose to do this by planting alfalfa trap crops on 125 acres of strawberries to control insects, as opposed to applying pesticides to control the insects. As a result, they will document the reduced pesticide application rates, and they will also perform water quality monitoring to determine if the reduced application rates result in reduced toxicity. And to help you visualize this a little better, I have a couple of slides. The problem is this bug here. It's the Liguus bug. It causes an undersized and degraded fruit, which cannot be sold. The economic damage that this can have for the growers is significant, and they therefore apply pesticides to control the insects. Whoops. Okay. What this project proposes to do is to plant alfalfa trap crops, which are seen here, as opposed to applying the pesticides. It turns out that the Liguus bugs much prefer the alfalfa residing in the alfalfa as opposed to residing in the strawberries. So they move into the alfalfa. A tractor is retrofitted with a vacuuming apparatus, and they come along and remove the Liguus bugs from the alfalfa before the bugs have a chance to cause damage to the strawberries.
Is alfalfa harvested and used, sold? What happens to it?
You know, I don't believe so. I don't believe that it's sold.
Mr. Chair, I have a question, too.
Yes.
You're going to be monitoring the amount of pesticide used and also the water to see the toxicity. But are you going to be also looking at the crop production to see whether it's comparable?
Yes, that is also part of this project.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a whole package.
Okay, great.
Yes. So Dr. Sweezy is requesting $199,570 for the project. $177,000 will come from the project's fund. $22,000 will come from the monitoring fund. Dr. Sweezy is adding a cost match of $52,000, which is 31%. And I also would like to add that Pacific Gold Farms, which is the operation that will be, it's their farms where this experiment will take place. They are going to contribute approximately $187,000 in terms of maintaining the alfalfa trap crops. The second project that's before you today is from ALBA, under the direction of Brett Malone. The goal of this project is to reduce sediment, nitrogen, and phosphorus by 30% in Carneros Creek and therefore into Elkhorn Slough. They propose to do this by restoring and enhancing 40 acres of wetlands, by restoring and enhancing 4,000-foot reach of creek. They will install a water control structure and a bridge. And I want to be clear that the funds from this project are paying for the design plans. They have applied for NRCS Wetland Reserve to pay for the implementation. And I'd like to show you a few slides just to clarify this a little bit. Oh, that doesn't turn out so well. This is Elkhorn Slough. And this is the upper watershed. The Triple M Ranch, which is ALBA's ranch, is located at the very base of Carneros Creek. So what this means is that the entire upper watershed drains through the Triple M Ranch directly before it enters into Elkhorn Slough. This is a schematic. This line here, this is the outline of ALBA's property. The areas in red are where the restoration are going to take place. This area here and this area here is the wetland restoration area. This here is the riparian restoration area. Oh, this is This is Carneros Creek here, and water is flowing west into Elkhorn Slough. The area in the yellow box is where the water control structure and the road is, and I'll show you that slide in a minute. But first, I just want to show you a conceptual design of what this area could look like. So this is, they propose having a sediment detention basin to try and keep the wetlands from being overwhelmed with sediment. This area down here is already an existent emergent marsh. This is Carneros Creek here, again flowing into Elkhorn Slough. And I'm going to show you a photograph now of this area right here. It's a little bit hard for me to believe, but almost all of the water from the upper watershed has to drain across this road before it enters into Elkhorn Slough. And this is going to be the site of the water control structure and the bridge. ALBA is requesting $179,543 for the project. The total project cost with implementation is $526,000. So the cost match both includes ALBA's time and implementation. And if you have any questions, I will take them now.
Okay, any board questions? Okay. Dr. Jeffries.
Well, I don't have a question, but I think that when the board took the field trip last year, this is some of the watershed that we looked at. And it's a very critical and sensitive watershed in that particular area that flows into the Elkhorn Slough. So I think personally it's a good project. And you're right, all that watershed does flow through there. I don't know why, but that's the way the contour of the land. And but that's what happens. But and that doesn't flow year-round. It just flows during high peak rainfall periods, then dries up. Is that correct?
There is, I believe there is some trickle of water.
Well, with the wetlands that are in there. But
yes, yeah. That's right. It's about half the year. Thank you, Rebecca.
Okay. Any other board comments? Dr. Hunter?
Quick question. The alfalfa demonstration project. If the outcome looks good, how quickly does a change in practice occur within the industry? What would you expect to occur?
Do we know anybody who grows strawberries?
Know anyone that grows strawberries? I can tell you this. Originally, this was used. Pacific Gold Farms was using this method on their organic farms, and my understanding is that it was so successful on the organic farms that without even consulting the cooperative extension specialist, he decided to do a small plot on conventional acreage. So I'll let Mr. Hayashi answer that question.
It's all economics and it is economics. That's all it is today in farming because the profit margins aren't there. And if we could save a dollar and save the environment at the same time, you'd see it tomorrow. If this thing turns out and it works well, it would be implemented, maybe not exponentially, but you would see it come across, and within a few years, if it really worked, every major grower would be doing it. The machine that you see out there, the vacuum machine, they call them bug suckers. Those have been around for probably 20 years. It was a good idea. They started it, but it never panned out. But with something that'll bait, like you said, this bait, or a food place for them to hide, where they would go to and accumulate more, would make that a lot more efficient. Because without that alfalfa or that bait incentive, you have to go across that field two or three times a day to get the ligus, and it just doesn't work out.
Dr. Sweezy has told me that the alfalfa is planted approximately every 40th row, and they go through there about twice, maybe three times a week. So that saves a lot of time for the grower instead of having to go up and down all of those rows more frequently. And the other thing I wanted to add, too, is Pacific Gold Farms is a relatively large farm in the Elkhorn Slough and Lower Salinas area, so we can at least know that their farming operations will be using this methodology.
Even beyond this experiment?
Yes, the whole idea is Pacific Gold Farms is interested in knowing, is this an economic alternative? And it worked so well on their organic farms that now they're wanting to use it on their conventional farms.
Dr. Bauger.
Les? Oh,
on the Canaris Creek Wetlands Project, the funds that are being requested are primarily for design?
Correct.
Are the implementation funds assured?
Mm-hmm. I have... The NRCS program, we're sort of in a back and forth match. They're very interested in the project. They like the project. It's been ranked high enough. They've already filed the paperwork, but the Wetland Reserve Program will not fund a project unless they know that there have been design plans. And so my understanding is that once they know that there's funding for the design plans, that they will fund the project. I think if something should happen and that doesn't come through, another option that I've spoken with ALBA about is they could actually come back to the PG&E funds for the implementation portion if that should happen. And they would still meet, they still have enough matching dollars to make cost match. So I've tried to contact the person at the Wetland Reserve Program to speak with him about this project. I know that the NRCS, Daniel Mountjoy, is the NRCS leader for this region. He is very supportive of this project. But the Wetland Reserve Program simply can't provide an assurance until they know that funding has been secured for the for the design plans.
But it's a little better than a competitive grant. In other words, you're not in the pot with n numbers of other plans.
I should let one of the board members from ALBA speak to that.
I'm Vivian Sof. I'm a board member of ALBA, and I do not work for NRCS, but I am aware that in past years there has always been more Wetland Reserve Program funding than applicants, and primarily because a lot of individual farm landowners do not like to have the long-term easement on their property. But we've had many sign-ups in our offices where we've had more funding, and at the last moment, private landowners don't want to see that easement on their property. It's a little bit different with the Triple M Ranch because it's a nonprofit demonstration ranch.
Would you mind giving us your name for the record?
My name is Vivian Sofa.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Okay, any other board questions or comments? Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, just quickly. I like both of these projects a lot. I know a lot of times projects have trouble getting design plan funding, so I'm supportive of that, especially when it looks like the implementation funding is more likely than not. And the other thing I like about these is the close nexus between the water quality and the region where the original problems occurred. So it's a good fit, and I really like seeing projects like this.
Is that a motion for approval?
I'll move staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Go to work.
And we look forward to seeing the results.
Yes.
Of that project, because it looks like it may have some very promising direction for strawberry farmers to go in the future.
Yes.
Okay. Next.